everyone, it's Sania, and welcome to the Moms for Christ podcast. Something the Lord has really put into my heart is unity, and God is really a God of a family. He has designed us to imitate His intentions from the very beginning. And so He sets up a family unit that is meant to imitate the greater picture, that's meant to imitate the family of believers in Christ. And God is the Father, and He's the head, and we are meant to make up the rest of the family. For my household, I have 3 children. My son is 14, and I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old. And sometimes it can get a little noisy, a little rambunctious. Sometimes my children will fight or argue with each other, and we really talk to them and explain to them that they're fine. They're allowed to express how they feel, but they're not allowed to tear each other down because our home is meant to be a safe place from the world. The world is going to tear you down, and the world is going to beat you up, and the world is going to hurt you. But when you step in our home, it is meant to be a place where you feel safe, where you know that there are people there that love you, and their desire is to build you up, not tear you down. And it's the same in our church, that the people there are building you up. Their desire is to see you succeed and not to hurt you. And so the more that you connect with them, the closer that you get to them, and the more they know who you are personally, so that they know specifically how to pray for you and what God has for you. And it just brings me to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. And it says, though one may be overpowered, 2 can defend themselves. A cord of 3 strands is not quickly broken. And what those strands are is the family and your church, and it's God being connected with you. So many times I know that this verse is used in marriage because it's a husband, a wife, and God. But no matter what the strands are made up of, God always has to be that 3rd strand because He's the strand that connects us to each other. He's that strand that causes us to love one another in a way that we couldn't love one another. He's that strand that causes us to care and be concerned with one another and not look to our own selfish gain or our own selfish will or ambition, but to look to another. And so we really speak to our children about being connected to each other, praying for one another, being connected in their church, praying for their leaders, praying for their friends, praying for the people around them in the church, because it's meant to be a family where we build each other up and where we are connected, because as the world comes in, those things that were meant to take us down and destroy us, as long as we are connected to the Lord, there is one fighting for us. As long as we are connected to our church, they are praying for us and looking to see us be built up and to succeed. And so, would you just join me today in praying for the children, that they would unite with God, and as they unite with the Lord, that they would connect to each other, and that they would just continue to build each other up, so that as different situations and circumstances happen in life, those situations don't destroy them. Those situations don't steal what God has for them, because they are connected and it is a strong strand with the Lord. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we can connect to you. We thank you, Lord, that you are our strength, that you are our hope, that we run to you, Lord God, and we are safe, Lord. We thank you for our church, and we thank you for each other, Lord God, and the way that you have designed for us to understand and to see the beauty of who you are, the way that you have designed a family to imitate your design, to imitate your perfect plan and your perfect will. And Lord, we just pray that we would unite with you, that we would connect to you in a deeper way. And as we unite and connect to you, we unite and connect with each other, Lord, that we would be that mighty blow, that we would be that fist, Lord, where if we stand together, there is power in you, Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you for your power, and we thank you for your strength, and we thank you that we can lean on you and run to you. Amen. Amen. So that's the goal, is that our children would learn to connect to the Lord. And as they connect to the Lord, they would connect with each other. And the world is going to come, and the world is going to look to tear them down and tear them apart. But the word says that a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. God bless and have a wonderful week.